It is August 5th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. According to a U.S. Senate staffer for Senator Cynthia Lummis, every U.S. crypto exchange is being investigated by the SEC, including Binance. Forbes reported, there are more than 40 U.S. crypto exchanges. Paris has many things, but one thing that is missing during this summer of excessive heat is trees, according to a story by Reuters. Reuters reported that, according to data from the World Cities Culture Forum, only 10% of Paris is made up of green space, such as parks and gardens, compared to London at 33% and Oslo at 68%. Paris is embarking on a pun intended, a tree planting plan and wants to plant 170,000 trees by 2026, Reuters reported. JLN CIO Jeff Bergstrom is always good at finding some good videos, and the latest one he found is from Wendover Productions titled The Incredible Logistics Behind Corn Farming. This YouTube video begins with the story of Bancroft, Iowa, and ends with the corn at sea. It is an interesting and in-depth video with great graphics. Index Industry Association CEO Rick Redding, in a Vimeo video, discussed the present state of the index industry with CBOE Global Markets' Catherine Clay. On August 3rd, FTX US put out a position paper titled CFTC Investor Protections Are Robust and Appropriate for Digital Asset Markets. The Bank for International Settlements Committee on Payments and Market Infrastructures, CPMI, and the International Organization of Securities Commissions, IOSCO, published a paper on CCP's practices for addressing non-default losses. Do you like root beer? I do. The tastingtable.com site has a story titled The Real Reason Root Beer Was Invented that tells the story of how it came to be. The COVID-19 curse has hit my house as my wife has tested positive for the virus for the first time, which is rather remarkable. She is fully vaccinated, but was at a block party last weekend, so was I, and must have been exposed there. The FIA is seeking fintech startups for its annual fintech showcase, the Innovators Pavilion, at the Futures and Options Expo in Chicago, November 14th and 15th. All selected fintech startups will participate in a pitch competition, and one will be named the FIA Innovator of the Year. Expo attendees, including senior executives from exchanges, clearinghouses, banks, brokers, and trading firms, will also vote for the People's Choice Award winner. FIA is seeking startups in four areas: new products and services for derivatives traders and clearing firms, new solutions for improving operational and capital efficiency, new ways to deliver products and services to customers, and new tools for surveillance and regulatory compliance. The expo will take place this year at the Sheraton Grand Riverwalk, Chicago, not the Hilton. The application deadline for the Innovators Pavilion is August 26th. You can go to a link in the newsletter for more information. Sarah Rudolph reported. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. From Bloomberg, AMDT became a $470 billion meme stock by accident. Mistaken identity may have made a tiny fintech briefly larger than JP Morgan. One of my least favorite strains of market writing is the markets are obviously big stupid idiots because they're doing thing column. Maybe because I've written so many of them myself. I understand it's a cheap way to look smart, get it right, and you're Michael Burry or Nouriel Roubini forever. Get it wrong and nobody remembers, except maybe you. On those dark nights of the soul when you're staring bleakly into the mirror, realizing you're a fraud who has no business telling other people how to invest money and should have gone to law school like your parents wanted you to do all along. My comment. These days, customers make their mistakes rather than the brokers or the broker's clerks. It's so refreshing. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Who, what, when, why, and how to regulate crypto in the U.S. Pressure is building on regulators to put safeguards in place for digital assets, but many questions remain about how best to do this. With every additional bankruptcy filing or accusation of insider trading in crypto, regulators seem to turn up the heat ever so slightly when it comes to their focus on the digital asset industry. But who is planning on doing the regulating? What would that even look like? And what does it mean that the regulators themselves don't seem to entirely agree? Joining this episode to bring us up to speed on what's happening with the U.S. crypto regulation are Bloomberg reporters Allison Verspril and Alex Nguyen. Welcome. My comment, what happened to where? Here's another story from Bloomberg. The Great American Road Trip is almost electric. There are more electric vehicles in Arizona than all but six other states, but their pilots would be wise not to venture too far north of Flagstaff. There, among the cacti and coyotes, you'll find an electron desert, the closest fast charging station that caters to cars not made by Tesla is 207 miles away in Kanab, Utah. Alas, a quick jaunt to the Grand Canyon is still a bridge too far for the electric vehicle revolution. In fact, many of America's favorite driving journeys are still off the map for non-Tesla EVs. Of the 11 most popular road trips as determined by AAA, four have stretches of at least 200 miles between public fast charging stations, a dicey proposition for those driving battery-powered vehicle that can't top up on Tesla's proprietary network. Of the 80 or so electric vehicle model variants for sale in the U.S. at the moment, 31 travel less than 250 miles on a charge. My comment. Electron desert. That's a new term for me. I like it. Here's another story from Bloomberg. Crypto companies are spending $2.4 billion on sports sponsorship. Crypto.com, Coinbase, and FTX are moving aggressively to match the marketing muscle of car makers, beer brands, and other big money advertisers. For fans of professional sports, the insistent overtures from the crypto industry have become almost impossible to miss. The names of exchanges and blockchain companies are emblazoned on team jerseys, plastered on stadiums, and beckoning from halftime TV commercials. They're talked up by prominent players who enjoy lucrative endorsement deals. The nascent band of business has moved aggressively since last year to match the advertising muscle of beer brands, car makers, telecom service providers, and other stalwart sports sponsors. My comment, crypto, gaming, gambling, sports, a match made in heaven. Here are the top three stories from yesterday's JLN. Our top story Thursday was Paul Britton, CEO of a $9.5 billion derivatives firm, says the market hasn't seen the worst of it from CNBC. Second was Renewable Reboot, a download of on the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022, clean energy tax provisions, a webcast from Vinson and Elkins. Third was the best evidence yet that the climate bill will work from the Atlantic. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First, from Bloomberg. London Stock Exchange starts £750 million share buyback after strong first half. CEO David Schwimmer says LSEG is managing costs well. Bourse reports revenue growth across all business lines. London Stock Exchange PLC will start a £750 million share buyback after reporting results for the first half of the year that beat analyst estimates. The buyback will take place over up to 12 months and start immediately, according to a statement Friday. The firm will pay an interim dividend of 31.7 pence per share, up 27% from last year. Another story from Bloomberg. World food prices post biggest decline since 2008 in July. Drop offers some relief amid deepening cost of living crisis. Ukraine started some grain shipments after deal with Russia. Global food prices fell the most since 2008 after concerns over supplies of grains and vegetable oils eased as Ukraine moved towards restarting exports. A United Nations index of world food costs plunged almost 9% in July. The index fell to the lowest since January before Russia's blockade of ports in Ukraine, a major food exporter, pushed up food costs to a record. Another story from Bloomberg. London is teetering towards water rationing if drought persists. The famously green UK capital is now covered in fields of yellow after weeks of unusual heat and lack of rain. The lawn crossing Britain's Kew Gardens, home of the world's biggest collection of living plants, have turned yellow amid one of the hottest and driest summers on record. Gardeners at the Southwest London tourist attraction are carefully choosing how and when to irrigate thousands of species of plants and trees that draw in more than a million visitors a year. Over on the Woody Hampstead Heath, a park in the north of the city, staff have fenced off a number of trees to protect them against the rise of fire. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.